I'm Deirdre Kennedy with a report on the shortage of skilled healthcare workers in California. This is a special report for California Healthline, a daily news service from the California Healthcare Foundation. A new report predicts that California will face a critical shortage in the number of allied healthcare workers by the year 2020. The study by the Campaign for College Opportunity looked at some 200 occupations that make the healthcare system tick, including registered nurses. The report found a drop in graduates in three-quarters of those jobs, including radiologists, phlebotomists, stenographers, surgical and pharmacy techs, and lab scientists. Abdi Sultani is one of the study's authors. He says California's healthcare system will be hit with what he calls a double whammy as the population grows and ages.
You know, on the one hand, as people get older, they demand a lot more health services. And the older population is the fastest growing part of California's population as the baby boomers retire. But in addition, a large part of the healthcare workforce will also be retiring. So that's why we call this a double whammy, because the aging affects both the demand for healthcare and limits the supply of these workers.
The average age for registered nurses in California is just under 48. For lab technicians, it's well over 50. So why are fewer younger people entering allied healthcare? Sultani says the main reason is a lack of slots in community college and university programs.
Related to that is also the need to get more students who start in those programs to finish their degrees. So it's a matter of increasing the capacity of the educational system, but also the throughput in terms of getting more students through the programs and into the occupations.
California's Post-Secondary Education Commission reports that the dropout rate for nursing students is about 25%. Across the community college system, it's 50%. Sultani says students are unprepared academically for college-level math and science.
The other factor is that there is a need to clean up the path for these programs through completion, making sure that the programs are lined up with each other so that students take classes that they need and they're not taking extra classes that won't count to their completion.
The community college system is working on solutions to these problems, says Jose Millan, Vice Chancellor for Economic Development and Workforce Preparation. He doesn't think capacity is the problem, except for nursing programs, which are maxed out across the state. Millan says Governor Schwarzenegger has earmarked more than $100 million in federal and state funds to create more slots in healthcare programs at community colleges and help students hone their skills in math and science so they can make it through.
We're also exploring with Kaiser and other healthcare providers the possibility of them offering stipends and loan forgiveness programs so that the individuals that are completing these programs can go to work for them and basically pay off those loans so that they stay in school and they have a means to support themselves while they're going to school.
Kaiser Permanente, which funded the study, is also looking at ways to streamline the education and training process with colleges. Marilyn Chow is vice president of Kaiser's Patient Care Services.
We're trying to really push the envelope on some creative options, such as can you do online programs? Can you do some variation of online and direct clinical? And that's some of what we're trying to do in terms of exploring alternatives to broaden the pool and not think of just traditional ways of doing education.
Millan says all those remedies are contingent upon continued state funding.
The state's fiscal crisis, which is very real, may spell an end to that money. So I'm hoping that everyone realizes the benefit and the value of having that and will be able to come up with the resources, even in our tight fiscal times, to help us do our job.
This has been a special report for California Healthline, a daily news service from the California Healthcare Foundation. If you have feedback or other issues you'd like to have addressed, please email us at editor@chcf.org. I'm Deirdre Kennedy. Thanks for listening.